As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. You asked, we answered. Who's Your Guy is back this week because it is draft week. It makes the most sense. It's fun. It gives us an excuse to play drops. So we have brought it back. We use Dane Brugler's The Beast, and you can call us at 312-644-6767. We want to tell you this segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Who are we going to first on the score? It is Blake. Blake, who's your guy?
Who's your guy season? My guy is Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, University of Michigan.
Thank you, Blake, and thanks for kicking off Who's Your Guy for 2025. Kenneth Grant from Michigan. He is from Merrillville, Indiana, where he was a standout. His strengths.
Whether it's just hanging out at his house, going out to dinner, he was really good at that.
We knew it was going to happen at some point. A wide-bodied lineman with thickness throughout and unique athleticism. In fact, he was a Freaks List alum, not to be confused with the Freaknik documentary. Moves with big man balance and flexible hips to swim through gaps. Uses lateral range to work up and down the line. Tough to move him off his spot. Plenty of natural power behind his active, physical hands.
Okay.
Locks out with his arms to control blocks and muck up things inside. That sounds inappropriate.
Who doesn't love to muck things up a little bit?
His weaknesses.
He's good, but he ain't got no gold teeth in his mouth.
A slow burn pass rusher with an underdeveloped plan if his first move is ineffective. That's all of us. Okay, elevated pad level will leave him uprooted and neutralized post-snap. Delivers initial pop, but struggles to create a consistent pocket push. Late to read blocking scheme or ball carrier at times. In summary, a 2-year starter at Michigan, Grant was an interchangeable defensive tackle and defensive coordinator Wink Martindale's 4-man front. A dominant run presence, Grant is a powerful boulder who can execute 2-gap techniques or stack single blocks and work down the line with quickness. He looks to fire off the ball. His tall pads will negate his leverage and lower body strength, diminishing his bull rush and limiting the ways in which he can impact the quarterback. Overall, Grant plays in a big man's game, but he also has the athletic traits and effort to grow into more than just a stout run stopper. He projects as an early down NFL starter with 3-down upside. His grade, first to second round, expected number 25 overall. Next up on Who's Your Guy?
It's got to be Robert. Robert, tell us, who's your guy?
My guy is Will Campbell, offensive tackle from LSU.
That is a popular player, Will
Campbell.
I've heard the name before, but I haven't done a Who's Your Guy with Will Campbell, so let's go right to it. His strengths.
The fastest meathead cracker you can find.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. That's a very apt description there. Moves with athletic body control to stay balanced mid-slide and through engagement. Agile lateral footwork to ride rushers wide of the pocket. Stays controlled and patient versus dynamic pass rushers. Impressive recovery skills to maintain leverage and stay connected. Mechanically sound process to gradually anchor against power. Plays with purposeful inside hands and gets fistfuls of jersey to control his man. Makes it look easy on combination blocks. Comfortably handles games, open parentheses, stunts, loops, etc., close parentheses, regardless of space given to him.
In space!
LSU offense used him much more as puller in 2024, taking advantage of nimble movements and decisive eyes to pick off defenders. Flip switch on field and prides himself on playing nasty. Wired to block through whistle, his high school coaches say he had a hard time avoiding flags because of aggressive play style. Relentless worker and named a team captain as sophomore and junior. Brian Kelly, quote, when he speaks, people really listen, end quote. First offensive or defensive lineman to be awarded LSU's coveted number 7 jersey. Still wore number 66 on game day because of, you know, SEC rules. Never missed a game because of injury, starting 38 straight at left tackle. LSU's first consensus All-American on the offensive line since 2004. Now for those weaknesses.
He's just weird looking. He's just shaped weird.
Ah, yes.
How did that happen?
The T-Rex accusations begin. Average arm length. Can do better job compensating for lack of inches. Doesn't have much margin for error if punch extension is mistimed. Slight stiffness in lower half shows up when reacting to inside moves. Routinely able to recover after being driven backward, but NFL leverage power will bring new challenges. Penalties increased from 1 in 2022 to 5 in 2023 to 9 in 2024, including 7 false start flags in the final season. Left tackle only in college and doesn't offer experience on right side or interior. So Will Campbell, 6'6", 319 pounds. He's 21 years old. A 3-year starter at LSU, Campbell, a mainstay at left tackle and offensive coordinator Joe Sloan's pass-happy inside-outside zone scheme. He took starting reps at left tackle from his first day of training camp as a freshman, started 38 straight games, allowing one sack over his final 30 games with the Tigers. He was awarded the 2024 SEC's Jacob Blocking Trophy. He grew up modeling his game after Andrew Whitworth, a fellow West Monroe, Louisiana native. Before the 2023 and 24 seasons, he was awarded the number 7 jersey, which was given to LSU's most electric playmaker. The tradition started in 2008 with Patrick Peterson. Campbell stays balanced in pass protection because of his weight distribution and control technique, although he can do a better job protecting versus inside counter moves. See his reps versus Kyle Kennard on the 2024 South Carolina tape. He is rugged in the run game and offers the body fluidity and explosive power to torque and displace defenders. Overall, Campbell's mediocre arm length lessens his margin for error, but his athletic movements, core strength, and competitive finish help him stay connected through the whistle, regardless of the block required. His skill set, reminiscent of a more powerful version of Colts left tackle Bernard Raymond, although some NFL teams project him best as an interior blocker.
All right, next up on Who's Your Guy, 312-644-6767. We are bringing it back. It is with the Beast. We go to Michael. Is that right, or is it Troy on line 3? Did you guys update? Okay, thank you. Please do not update this real time as I'm trying to keep track of our list. Michael, who's your guy?
My guy is Jack Sawyer, Edge, The Ohio State University.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for calling Who's Your Guy. Jack Sawyer from Ohio State University, The Ohio State, if you're into that type of thing. 6'4", 260 pounds, and apparently they do this. He's 22.97 years old. How they factor that 9'7"? Math. Good for them. His strengths.
I operate off of natural tightness.
Ah, yes. P. Crow Armstrong. Now what is he operating off of? Hulking frame and fills out his jersey well. It's inappropriate. Physical hands are his weapon of choice to swat, batter, and create movement. Uses two hands, swipe, chop, to threaten the edge blockers. Not a bursty athlete, but rolls into his pass rush with a head of steam. Some of his best pass rush reps come when dipping his shoulder to knife inside of the offensive tackle. Ragdolls tight ends when they attempt to square off.
I saw it happen
against Texas. Stays behind his pads and strikes through ball carrier for explosive tackles. Showed great timing at the line to elevate into passing lanes. 5 batted passes combined on the 2024 Tennessee and Oregon tapes. Always in chase mode and consistently makes plays from where he started. See his forced fumble on 2024 Northwestern tape. Why you got to do Northwestern like that, the beast? Was that really necessary? Batted down 6 passes at the line in 2024, all coming in a 3-game span. Described as cold-blooded with steely-eyed focus by former Ohio State defensive coordinator Jim Knowles. His weaknesses.
This is the dumbest guy I know.
I have so many questions about the origins. Not a bendy or loose pass rusher. Doesn't have burst off the ball or edge speed to cleanly beat tackles around the corner. Lacks deception in his pass rush setup. Doesn't have a deep bag of pass rush counters to disengage once locked up. Will be out-levered by some long-arm blockers in the NFL. Stiff in his ankles, struggles to break down and finish on the move, leaving tackle production in the backfield. In summary, Sawyer is strong at the point of attack, with the instincts and effort to consistently factor into the play. Though his hands are powerful, they aren't overly skilled, and his body stiffness leaves a step slow or have him shed unlocked countermeasures once locked up. Overall, Sawyer often plays one-dimensionally as a pass rusher and lacks ideal suddenness or length for an edge player, but his activity level and the strength in his hands make him an every-down factor. Similar in ways to George Karlaftis, he has the competitive play personality that NFL coaches will welcome as part of their rotation. The grade, second round for Jack Sawyer.
This is Score Middays. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris with you, and we are asking, who's your guy? Up next, it's Troy. Hey, Troy, who's your guy?
My guy is Kevin Winston Jr., safety, Penn State University.
Kevin Winston Jr., 6'2", 213 pounds that age, 21.39 years old.
0.39, like how are we adding that up?
You
That's
know, you
too
take
much math for
0.39
me.
0.39 times 365.
I know it makes sense, but I'm like, is anybody going with that? I'm 21.39 years old. Sir, you're 21. But since it's the beast, we'll get into it.
Not even 21 and a half. Here are Kevin Winston Jr.'s strengths.
I get so excited, I start involuntarily lactating.
That is a new one.
Put charge? Together. Was that charge?
That was charge. Put together athlete who carries 215 pounds well. Flashes burst to close on ball carriers when recovering in coverage. Reacts quickly when he keys correctly. Equally explosive and violent as tackler without sacrificing finishing form. Above average balance through contact to get his man on the ground. Takes on contact well to leverage runs towards the sideline. Reads hands, eyes of receivers with his back to the ball for late breakups and man coverage. Wasn't penalized at all during 3 college seasons. Experienced on every special teams coverage. He has 5 career tackles. Voted a team captain in 2024 and remained on the sideline for every home game despite a season-ending injury. Former Penn State defensive coordinator Tom Allen, quote, he sets high standards and elevates everyone around him. Now about those weaknesses.
He is a coward. He is a mewling schmuck.
Well, there you go. Only 1 year of starting experience, which is reflected in his play recognition. Easily sucked up on man play action pass, and the offenses, they know it. Zone instincts are average at best. Questionable redirect and range from depth. Only 1 career interception, and it was the result of coverage disguise. Only 2 catches in 2 games played allowed in 2024, but both went for more than 25 yards. Felt a tweak in left knee in practice after 2024 season opener. Tried to play through it the next week, but he pulled himself out after 1 quarter because it continued to bother him. MRI the next day revealed a partially torn ACL that required season-ending surgery. In summary, a one-year starter at Penn State, Winston was the boundary safety, high and low, in former Nittany Lions defensive coordinator Tom Allen's 4-2-5 base scheme. He became a starter as a sophomore and put himself on the NFL map before a knee injury wiped out that 2024 season. That injury, it complicates his draft evaluation. A standout run defender, Winston is quick to trigger, deliver pop at contact, and stay balanced in his finishing technique to avoid misses. His coverage reads are inconsistent, especially from depth, but he offers man cover skills versus tight ends and big slots. Overall, Winston still green in the way he diagnoses play development, but the tools are there for him to eventually become a quality NFL starter if he's given a specific role and allowed to grow into the scheme. Rust should be expected during his rookie season. He's a third round grade.
We love it. We love it. All right. Next up on Who's Your Guy? 312-644-6767. You can call us. We go to Grant. Grant, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is a local guy. Offensive lineman from Western Michigan, Addison West.
Grant, unfortunately, Addison West just has stats in the beast because he's not ranked in the top 100. But we can read them. His height.
He looks like a very lean refrigerator.
6'3". His weight is 300. So perhaps that might be a bit of the case. They have his stats from his pro day. They mentioned that. His hand span measured 9.5 inches. His arms 31.5. Wingspan 78.5. Ran a 5'10" 40, although I don't know that that really matters for his position. And then additionally, not ranked in the top 100, so his grade is a free agent. But I appreciate you calling in on Who's Your Guy. That is Addison West from Western Michigan. And everybody needs linemen, so something tells me he might just find a spot yet. We have more to come here on The Score on Who's Your Guy. Don't forget, you can call us 312-644-6767. I'm sorry that we cannot read the text that quickly, but a lot more to come here on Who's Your Guy. It is draft week. You've got the Midday Show. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi on The Score.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's right. The time-honored tradition is back. This is the Midday Show on The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and you, as you join us for Who's Your Guy, you can give us a call at 312-644-6767. We will do this week thanks to the first and second rounds of the NFL draft. And happy birthday to Rick Camp, by the way. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
So we do an impromptu Rick Camp drop since it's Who's Your Guy Day. Robbie, are you into it?
I think Robbie's
trying to dial up
stuff.
Yeah,
everybody's back here trying to call and get their guy in. Speaking of, next up, we have Jack. Jack, tell us, who's your guy?
I see a little Harrison Smith in my guy, Hunter Waller, safety, Wisconsin.
All right, Hunter Waller, standing at 6'2", weighing 213 pounds. He's a four-year player, and he's 22.28 years old.
We're so extra with the age.
Well, we have to be.
22. No, this is news. Since they have the interactive version of the Beast, we can do that now.
We need to know what the guy's strengths are.
I'll tell you, I went to a place this morning that people were talking about for pancakes. Sounds like an odd thing to do in Tokyo.
Never a bad time to have pancakes, even if you are in Japan.
No, Japanese pancakes are awesome.
Yes. Back to Hunter. Good-sized athlete with motor and edge that stands out to scouts. Outstanding run diagnose skills and quickly puts himself on the right path. Gears down smoothly to easily redirect pursuit. Posted top three cone time at the combine. Plays physical through contact in the box. matches up well with tight ends and backs in man-to-man. Crowds airspace well, but was flagged for only 2 pass interference penalties over 25 college starts. NFL scouts describe him as a coach's dream because of his belief in the program and hatred for losing.
Yeah.
Experience on special teams coverages, also averaged 9 yards per return as a backup punt returner. His 120 tackles in 2023, most by a Wisconsin defensive back since 1991.
Solid.
Let's go to the weaknesses.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Is he the king of the hill? You tell me. Speed is solid, but doesn't jump out as a differentiating trait. Middling twitch in open field and will stumble in his click and close. Often finds himself in and out of phase and needs to stay in the hip pocket. Questionable deep third range when attempting to play the sideline. No interceptions on 2024 tape. Short arms, which will leave him stuck on blocks near the line. Broken left fibula suffered in 2022 season opener. That was his first career start. And missed the next 7 games. Knocked out of Oregon game November 2024 and missed the following game. In summary, a 2-year starter at Wisconsin, Woller lined up at strong safety and defensive coordinator Mike Tressel's 2-4-5 base scheme. He led the Badgers in tackles each of his 2 seasons as a starter, and the defense looked completely different in the 1 game he missed in 2024. Despite his short arms, Woller is automatic as a tackler with his ability to work down, wrap, and finish one-on-one. He averaged 8 tackles per game over the past 2 seasons. He shows some promise covering in underneath zones, but savvy route runners can get him turned around, and his recovery skills are mediocre. Overall, Woller is a one-speed athlete and will be limited as a true coverage player at the next level, but his read reactability and competitive edge versus the run should give him NFL value. He might not be an ideal starter, but he has the tools to hang around as a quality depth piece and special teamer. Grade, 5th round.
Next up on Who's Your Guy, 312-644-6767. You can call us. We have Mark. Mark, who's your guy?
My guy is Oluwafemi Oladejo, a UCLA edge rusher.
Mark Oluwafemi Oladejo from UCLA is 6'3". He weighs 261, and he is just over 21 and a half years old. To your starter at UCLA, his strengths.
Just a big man.
Oh, I like that, Bill. Girth.
I am going to lose it by the end of this week.
Girth is appreciated.
Straight out of Central Casting with his physique and body type. How appropriate as he plays for UCLA. Plays with power in his hands to separate from blocks. Uses length and forward lean to attack the chest and put blockers on their heels. Flashes developing spin and cross-chop moves that got sharper with each game. Former off-ball linebacker, plays with range reaction quickness to slip blocks in the run game. Plays smart and physical as a contain player and doesn't get pushed around. Slams into pullers and creates congestion on the edges in the run game. Mug blitzer, comfortable rushing from different angles. Teammates rave about his effort and energy, and both show on tape. His weaknesses.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks! Mm.
Doesn't have deep bag of rush counter moves, can dip the corner but doesn't consistently flatten, and will be pushed past the pocket. Needs to develop more of a pass rush plan to keep blockers guessing. Too easily kneecapped. And needs to better protect himself against cut blocks. Needs to call momentum as a breakdown player to avoid missed tackles. Peel drop player in coverage, but late to react to running back routes. In summary, as a run defender, Oladejo is both physical and rangy, with the violence in his hands to shed and the closing speed to chase down the football from the backside. His pass rush is more basic than advanced right now, but he isn't shy about using speed to create power and leverage with upward strikes. Overall, Oladejo offers pass rush upside as he continues to evolve his attack and his arsenal of moves, but he has the disruptive qualities, his power and effort to see immediate NFL snaps. He has 3-down potential, allowing convincing NFL teams that he is coachable enough to reach his ceiling will be key for him throughout the draft process. The grade, 2nd to 3rd round.
Interesting. Let's keep it going. It's who's your guy. We want to know who is your guy. Next up, Eric. Eric, who's your guy?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me on. I got a local guy,
running back from NIU Huskies, Ontario Brown.
Ontario Brown, 5 foot 10, 214 pounds, coming off his senior year. He is 22.32 years of age, originally from Savannah, Georgia. So what are your strengths?
Yeah, I'm going to get after your ass.
That's a good strength. He's built low to the ground with a thick frame, lowers pads and grinds through contact. Arm tackles won't do the job. Plenty of impressive 1 or 2 yard gains on tape. Outstanding run patience allows blocking to do the job. Sharp cutback runner with natural feel for bigger back. Strong hands on screens and swings with knack for making first man miss. Stout against blitz. Showed improvement awareness in 2024 to scan and square. Created buzz with performance and upset of Notre Dame. 225 yards from scrimmage in that one. What about the weaknesses?
Stupid.
Sometimes it bees like that. Won't stand out on NFL field with athletic talent alone. Non-explosive, more of a one-speed runner. Average wiggle, moves lack suddenness. Ball security must be addressed. He had 4 fumbles in 8 games in 2024. Doesn't offer much on special teams. Battled through injuries as a senior, notably a hip issue which sidelined him 5 games and most of the draft process. In summary, a 2-year starter at Northern Illinois, Brown was the lead back and former offensive coordinator Wesley Beschorner's balanced run scheme, plus occasionally lined up in the slot. He put himself on the NFL radar by rushing for nearly 1,300 yards as a junior and was on his way to eclipsing that number as a senior, including a memorable performance in the upset of Notre Dame, before injury slowed, then prematurely ended his 2024 season. Using his compact power and physicality, Brown runs with natural leverage and contact balance to work his way through the weeds. Though he has some shake, he isn't overly dynamic and must fix his fumbling issues to stay on the field at the next level. Overall, Brown doesn't have any special athletic traits, but he runs with patience and attitude and is a viable threat in the passing game. If healthy, he has enough talent to compete for an NFL roster spot. The grade? Free agent.
Free agent it is. We have time for another one on Who's Your Guy on the Score. Alex, let's go to Alex. Who's your guy?
Hey, how are you doing, everyone? My guy is going to be Jalen Walker out of Georgia.
Easy enough, Alex. Jalen Walker. He is 6'1". He weighs 243 pounds. He is a junior just over the age of 21. And he is graded high among edge rushers in the Beast. His strengths.
He's a guy that's super smart. He doesn't, in terms of the mentals.
I can't stop laughing. Long cut-up physique and fills out uniform well.
Mm.
All of these strengths are pretty, pretty superficial.
Aesthetically pleasing.
I mean, it's do we have to do that? Twitched up and loose-jointed athlete who can turn the corner. Displays promising feel for rush angles to leverage gaps. Rushes with forward lean and power in hips to uproot and drive blockers backwards. Flashes violence in hands to swipe away reach of blockers. Easy weight transfer and change of direction. Skillfully uses long levers to stack and shed blockers. Say it with me, everyone. In space!
In space!
We got to work on our flow on this team. Efficient working the edge and staying underneath run blocks. Shows off explosive closing speed as spy and when chasing backside and run game. Experienced box player with coverage snaps over slot. Blocked punt in 2022 and played on punt coverage in 2024, where he had 2 tackles. His weaknesses.
I'm just tired, man.
Aren't we all?
Undersized for regular edge work by NFL standards. Will struggle at times against bigger bodies at point of attack. Works his hands and feet in coordination, but rush creativity is still in development phase. 2 offside penalties in 2024, including a costly flag on 4th and 1 on 2024 Notre Dame tape. Gets impatient at times, fitting up run. Below average anticipation in coverage. Needs to see things quicker on basic tight end or running routes. Played in all 43 games the past 3 seasons, but missed 2023 spring practices because of labrum surgery. That's really getting a little nitty-gritty there as far as the weaknesses. In summary, As a blitzer or wide rusher, Walker can be stonewalled at times, but his arc speed and length can be weaponized as a pass rusher. He's a tremendous space athlete and covers a ton of ground with his fluid change of direction. He plays with a range and physicality to work through the trash and make plays near the line of scrimmage, although offenses know how to occupy his eyes and get him out positioned in coverage. Yes, you laugh at trash?
The working your way through the trash.
Aren't we all? Overall, Walker doesn't have elite size for edge work, but he is at his best using his long, sleek athleticism to explode downhill and close at the top of his rush to affect the quarterback. There is projection involved with his evaluation, but his pass rush upside and overall versatility make him one of the best talents in the class. His grade is first round.
That's a high, high, high grade. First round's good. Let's keep it going. One more. Who's your guy? Justin, you're up. Who's your guy?
Yeah, a guy I'm hoping slips into the second round here, Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver, Ohio State.
Emeka Egbuka, 6'1", 201 pounds. He's a senior, 22.53 years old. The strengths.
And you can just tell the high football IQ is on a totally different level than what I've seen and been a part of before.
I like smart. Innate ball judgment skills to track, adjust, and corral non-perfect throws. Limber upper body and above average hand strength to finish grabs from difficult angles. Always had feel for commanding catch point, 16 combined interceptions as a sophomore and junior DB in high school. Football IQ and toughness are already on a pro level, according to Ohio State assistant coach Brian Hartline. Gains ground quickly versus off coverage and a magnet to coverage voids. Knows how to set up defenders and snap off stem regardless of the route. Consistently works back to football and extends to meet it, especially on crossers overs. Finds room to operate even when field shrinks. 15 of 24 career touchdown catches came in the red zone. Showed clear improvements as a blocker, asked to be puller to stone middle linebacker on super counter on 2024 Michigan State tape. Experienced as a punt returner, 5.4 yards per attempt, and a kick returner, 28.2 yards per attempt. NFL scout says he competes with perfectionist mindset and doesn't waste an ounce of his talent. Voted a 2024 team captain and veteran presence, made the Buckeyes receivers room better. Joined Marvin Harrison Jr. as the only players in school history with multiple 1,000-yard receiving seasons. And then there are the weaknesses.
He likes to make lotion references.
Yeah, I don't know why, but that's what he does.
Nobody likes to be ashy out here. Solid size, strength, and speed, but not exceptional in any of those areas. Physical press can slow him early in route and diminish vertical capabilities. His few drops were a result of thinking about first move before securing the ball. Has some wiggle after the catch, but didn't force as many missed tackles as one might expect. Needs to drop pads as a ball carrier and be more physical as a finisher. Diverse and active as a blocker, but needs to do a better job controlling and maintaining angles once engaged. Left ankle injury as a junior, which required tightrope surgery, sidelining him for 3 games and parts of others. In summary, a 3-year starter at Ohio State, Egbuka worked primarily out of the slot in offensive coordinator Chip Kelly's multiple heavy movement scheme. 81.1% of his 2024 snaps came in the slot. Over his 4 seasons in Columbus, he played next to 4 wide receivers who ultimately became top 20 draft picks. Marvin Harrison Jr., Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jackson Smith and Jigba, and 2 likely future early round draft picks, Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, which made it easy to overlook his offensive impact. But Egbuka finished his career with the most receptions, 205, in Ohio State history, and 2nd in receiving yards, 30 yards behind Michael Jenkins. If you want flashy, skip to another report. If you want savvy, rugged receiver with NFL-ready instincts, Egbuka fits the bill. He skillfully attacks the leverage of the coverage with manipulative pacing and footwork to cleanly exit, enter the break point. Although his targets will be more crowded in the NFL, his tracking skills and hand strength will be valuable assets. Overall, Egbuka, quarterback-friendly target. Not because he is bigger, stronger, or faster than defenders, but because he understands detailed subtleties to uncover and command, one, the catch point. Although he can line up outside, he would thrive in a Rashee Rice-like slot role where he can expand a play-calling menu with his diverse skill set. His grade, 1st to 2nd round.
I was going to say, based on the length of the bio, that was probably going to be the case. I know we had a lot of calls that we missed. I'm sorry we did not get to everybody. We will do this tomorrow. Guys, do we want to produce on the fly? What time do we want to do it tomorrow? Do we just want to tell people now?
We're probably actually going to do that in the first hour of the show tomorrow because it's a big, busy day tomorrow.
First hour of the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ray says it's a busy day.
Hour, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, we've got the Bears pre-draft press conference tomorrow. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on tomorrow.
Bears talk tomorrow. Okay, so who's your guy will be in the first hour of the show? That's the 10 o'clock hour. 312-644-6767. You can call us then. I know there's one score all-star we missed today, and I'm sorry about that. Coming up next, it is high noon. Apparently, science decided to question a time-honored rule of life.
That's never good. Also, let's go to the movies or get ready for the movies or do both.
Both. That's next on The Score.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
It is high noon. We are trusting the classics today here on the Midday Show on The Score. We just had two segments of Who's Your Guy. It will continue in the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow, so be prepared for that, people who did not get to call. Also, we've had a couple of questions about the meatball machine. 309, the real question is the meatball machine going to be open for business after every round of the draft? Yes! So if you need to vent, go right ahead. Who's Your Guy? I don't know that that's a meatball machine thing. It just doesn't have the same kind of flow. You have to call for that. So that's where we stand with that. It's draft week. We started the show off talking about some of the prognostications. David Zimmerstein of Our Lads was on with the morning show at 7:25 if you missed that. So we brought back a little bit of what he had to say. The Cubs weekend as a whole against the Diamondbacks was very exciting. And we examine that as well as we get you ready for the draft here this week on The Score.
Can't wait.
All right, this headline stopped me in my tracks.
You were walking when you read it?
I should have been, and then I would have stopped. I was already stopped, but metaphorically speaking, because the headline is there any truth to the 5-second rule? If you remember, you know I saw that perfectly placed slash fallen slash dropped Giordano's pizza that was just sitting there on the street in River North, just perfectly refrigerated because it was so cold. And it unfortunately became viral. And what people don't know is that behind the support beam of that building in the background, there were more pizzas. What happened here?
I just want to know.
It's now a mystery that has reached almost the 4-year mark. We'll never really know. 5-second rule might have applied or not. You know, you drop something, 5 seconds, you pick it back up and you eat it. So, not surprisingly, the so-called rule has been put to the test numerous times, often with the same conclusion. This conclusion sucks. Food that touches the floor can be contaminated with bacteria almost immediately. But!
There's a but?
The level of bacteria still depends on where the incident happens, what type of food it is, and how long it sits there. How long being the last thing? So what you're telling me is, where the incident happens, say it's on a sidewalk in River North, probably not a good place.
Brother,
So they were right to leave the pizza. Although there was a cardboard, support underneath.
No, we're not doing that, Lily.
I didn't pick it up. I'm just telling you what happened. So
in your house, what is the rule? How much time will you give something that you drop?
Not a lot of time.
I'm done. Like, if it hits the floor, no.
My shoes go outside, you know.
But I still just...
I don't know. So, a TikTok creator named Nick, also a quality control analyst at a bioengineering firm, fair enough, tested the theory in a viral video, and he determined that, yes, your drop food is somewhat more gross no matter how quickly it is retrieved on the floor. And he went through the whole thing. Petri dishes, did the scientific method, exposing to surfaces for 0 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And then he allowed those samples to incubate. Gross. And he found that the bacteria had transferred to all of the samples. He declared in an on-screen message that even 0 seconds is too long. And he did it the right way, conducting the experiment scientifically.
Do people still believe in that? The scientific method?
No. Haven't you seen Life?
I have.
No.
I heard it finds a way, though.
Oh, no. So he also claimed that the 10-second and 20-second samples did show more bacteria, while the 30-second sample had a, quote, big boy meaning a large bacterial growth growing in it.
Okay. Why is that the name for it? A big boy.
It's a guy who's used to looking at petri dishes. I don't know what makes them happy. Other than like money and finding out valid information for life.
It made me think of big boy restaurants, but yeah.
Yeah, and then this is a very good point. Nicole Namides, an infection prevention specialist who formerly worked with the University of Michigan Health System, also once agreed that 5 seconds is more than long enough for bacteria to transfer from the floor to your food. And even though she claimed you won't likely get sick from it eating it anyway, she says it's still a gamble. Quote, "As far as I'm concerned, the world is one big petri dish," Namides said. She is right. She is right.
Out here living dangerously. Why live dangerously? We can just go back to the tried and true methods of keeping your food off the floor. That's probably what they're thinking over at Warner Brothers right now. You know why? Because we got more movies coming in. Are they original? Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
We've got a Gremlins sequel in the works. We've got a Goonies sequel in the works.
Wait, there was a Gremlins sequel.
There's a new one coming out.
So are they just going to pick up where they left off? How many Gremlins movies have there been? This is why the internet was created.
Okay, so it's actually the original writer of Gremlins, the Steven Spielberg film from back in the 1980s, if you'll remember. And they said,
I know there was a Gremlins 2. This would be Gremlins 3.
Yeah, this would be Gremlins 3. But it's not just that. They also have Goonies movie coming out. And Chris Columbus, who wrote the original Gremlins, is back for this one.
No, that's an explorer, Marshall. He had 3 ships.
Chris Columbus, not Christopher. That's why I left off the Tafer. You got that? No Tafer here. So my thing is this is, we need more original movies, please. And I bring that up because I don't know if you saw, but Sinners, the new movie with Michael B. Jordan, the Ryan Coogler special, came out over the weekend.
Yes.
$45 million in the opening weekend, and I think it's going to do well. I'm going to go see it this week. I thought about going Friday night. This is how lame I am. I was going to drive down to Indianapolis to go see it in IMAX as it was intended to be seen. But Indianapolis seems like a long haul. I might do it, though.
Guys, I'm a little worried about this Gremlins, love.
What do you mean? Gremlins is a great movie.
No, it's not.
It's also scary.
Horrifying. There were so many movies in the 80s that were just created to give people permanent anxiety. That is not what I need. Simply water will mess this whole thing up. Oh, I'm sorry that I spoiled it for you.
Also, that same Warner Brothers CEO.
The one who's bringing back everything?
There's going to be a Beetlejuice, 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 which comes after, of course, the recent Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice of last year.
That's too much.
So, just letting you know, not enough original ideas out here. Everybody, check out Sinners. Let me know what you think. If you've seen it, please drop it on the text line. Let me know what you thought.
847, the best news I've heard all day. There's a Key and Peele sketch about Gremlins 2. I can't wait to see this.
Oh.
I don't know who decided Gremlins should be a thing or why, but I hope you're happy with a lot of money you made rampaging the souls of innocent individuals watching that movie.
Wow. Gizmo's not going to be happy with your take.
Yeah, no, Gizmo's never happy, apparently. It's all just a facade until horrible gremlins happen.
Until he gets wet and you feed him after midnight.
It's terrifying. Terrifying as a child. You know what's not terrifying? More NFL draft talk. Trevor Sikkema joins us next. One of the draft experts. So we go back to the Bears and the NFL. That's next on The Score.